This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
You probably weren't listening. Welcome back, Emma.
Thanks.
We did all this in the podcast yesterday, so we won't go into too much detail, but you know the whole saga of will we keep the podcast intro or not?
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of messages saying keep the podcast intro.
Did we? Because I only got one message.
Yeah, we got a fair few. So we did a whole intro on that, but then Dave forgot to put that on the podcast. So on Monday,
brilliant.
There was no podcast intro.
Oh, sorry, I had the wrong mic down. There was no podcast intro. Okay, grand. That's fine.
But now it's back.
So it has to be back now.
Yes.
Well, it's fun today because we're surrounded by...
things.
Yeah. Normally when you go to a kid's birthday party, like my nieces say last year, you're like, oh my God, look at all the fun stuff. It's like for kids. But like all the presents that people kindly brought Dave last night for his adult kid's 30th birthday were surrounded by sweets and toys and great cards.
It's absolutely insane. There's so much going on. And thank you so much if you actually came and gave me a present. I'm going to be donating them all to charity, so... I'm honestly like, I just can't believe it. So thank you so much.
We're trying to work it out here. So obviously there's loads of toys that they brought for Dave, which is brilliant. But we're figuring out getting them to a kids charity, maybe one of the hospital charities in Dublin.
Yeah, Crumlin or something.
The food one is an interesting one because, you know, where do you do, like, it's a lot of chocolate and jellies and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we were thinking, like, do we do a raffle in work and then donate the winnings to the total to charity as well, or do we keep them as prizes on the show and do a lucky dip?
It's absolutely insane what we're looking at. Like, it's bags,
it's mad,
filled with stuff.
People are so generous,
so generous,
so kind.
So, yeah, and like, honestly,
and the kids that arrived yesterday with their homemade cards for Dave, I can't.
Yeah, stop, there's so many. I actually have all of the cards that people gave me in a bag, and I'm going to keep them forever. Like,
no,
I just have them.
Yep. So I have a box, you know, like one of those ones you get in Home Store More or whatever, just the little baskety box.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Of all my
memories,
just for that
Very
kind of
nice.
Stuff. You'd have to whip them out to your grandkids, going, so when I turned 30, right?
Yeah, I did a thing.
Listen up, yeah. And those little kids, oh, they were great crack yesterday.
They were unbelievable. Yeah, everyone was in great form.
The adults obviously were exceptional as well, and that was kind of the focus of the night, but like the kids stole the show.
Yeah, they were absolutely unbelievable. I was being pulled left, right and centre.
Have you ever been more popular in your life?
Never.
Yeah, like it was intense.
I didn't do that on purpose, by the way. But I was just being pulled left, right and centre, and I was like, yeah, okay, I promised you I'd go on the slide, and I promised you. So it was a lot. I was wrecked at the end of it, but I got out of the ball.
You were up to your eyes. It was great though. All right, well listen, if you were there last night, thank you. That was really good fun. If not, catch up on everything that went down on the show, including a very special announcement that we made there and then and gave you a teaser of this morning, but you'll find out more in due course.
Yes, you will.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Wake up. We
got the dreams. Spins Fully Charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Good morning.
Ah, it's nice to hear that voice again.
Oh, thank you.
She's back.
Oh, good to be back.
Welcome home.
Thank you. God, that's a bit scary.
Feeling better?
On the up.
On the up, dear God, this has lasted a long time.
I know.
This has been going on since Friday.
Yeah, yeah. I'll fill you in on the boredom of being that ill.
Oh, I can't wait.
Shortly on the show. In the meantime, though, God, I got back to sleep and all, but 3:30 this morning I was woken up by the dog barking, and that normally means run, because he needs to poo.
Oh, right. I thought you meant run. Like, there's someone in the house.
Oh, God. Who knows? I'm so scared.
It's not good news, is what you're saying, if he barks at 3 a.m.
Exactly. So I opened his crate. Was just getting ready to go out the back door to bring him out to go to the toilet. And got tubbing. What was staring in the back door back at us that was driving him nuts was...
Fox.
A really bold, foxy boy. With his nose pressed up against the window, staring at the dog.
No.
Aggravating him.
You must have got a fright, did you?
I got an awful fright. I was like, woo! And Seamus then being a big tough lad staring at him at the window. So I kind of just observed the weirdness at 3:30 in the morning for a while. This fox was not giving in.
Foxes are, they're dog-like, aren't they? They're same family, I'm pretty sure.
Wolves? That the whole family?
Maybe, I don't know.
Kind of, perhaps. But yeah.
I hate when we ask these questions to ourselves because we sound so thick.
I know. Library. Like wolves or something? Wolves.
Dogs are wolves too. Cool. Yeah.
Four legs, tail, brr, like nose, something like that. Anyway, all it took was me to blare the kitchen light and the fox went away. But my God, there's a little fecker aggravating my dog at night. I don't have blinds.
How dare he?
What do I do?
I suppose get rid of the dog.
Oh, it's good to be back around here.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Wow, Dave's 30th last night at Jump Zone in Santry went off without the hitch. It was unbelievable crack. And if you didn't get to be there last night, we'll bring you up to speed and everything that went on and open the incredible presents he was bought, the lucky devil. And we'll do that on the air just after 8 o'clock this morning.
For now, though, some bad news from Robbie Williams during the year. And it wasn't the fact that a monkey was going to play him in the movie about his life. Basically, he was revealed that he was diagnosed with scurvy during the year, right? If you don't know scurvy, it's a vitamin C deficiency. It's caused by a lack of the nutrient in, lack of nutrients in your diet.
And it reminds me of history class. Second year, there was a load of boats going around Europe, figuring out the diameters of the countries.
Yeah.
And I was half listening and I just remember hearing about scurvy and being like, whoa, that sounds scary.
Yeah, it's kind of a 17th century pirate disease, but basically you can get it from like stuff like overcooking vegetables. It basically can destroy the nutrients. It escapes through the actual vegetable into the water. But it's also being deficient in the nutrient can lead to defective formation of collagen and connective tissues. If you're still confused, maybe my good friend Pink can help you out.
Our gums are black, our teeth are falling out.
That's it.
We got spots on our back, so give it up and shout.
I don't know why this is a
We thing. Got scurvy, we need some vitamin C. We got scurvy, we need a lemon tree. We got scurvy, we just chilling on the sea.
Can someone remind me what the point of that song was? I remember being around at the time, but what was it for?
SpongeBob.
Right.
Don't really know why, but she was asked to be in SpongeBob and she was asked to sing that song. Or to obviously come up with the song.
Yeah, yeah.
She did a good job. I mean, I'm educated in it now. Ask me anything about scurvy and I feel like I'll know it because of Pink.
It literally reminds me of pirates, though.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. So thank you to Pink. Without further ado, welcome to the world famous game of did these celebrities get scurvy or not?
Oh, fabulous. It's so good to be back.
We start with herself, Pink.
Did Pink have scurvy?
Did Pink get scurvy?
Oh, she's fairly educated on the topic. She wrote a song about it. Yeah, she did.
She did not get scurvy. Not any public knowledge anyway that she got scurvy. Maybe she did, and maybe that's why she sang a song about it. Did Kylie Minogue get scurvy?
Nah, she's too classy to get scurvy.
It's too classy.
Someone's washing her vegetables.
I don't know if that's the reason that she's too classy, but you're correct. She did not get scurvy. How about our girl Beyonce?
Did
Beyonce ever publicly say she had scurvy?
I can't imagine her publicly saying it, but someone ratted on her. She probably did.
I completely made that up. Damn. Beyonce has never had scurvy.
Bit of humbling for Beyonce, wouldn't be any harm though.
How about Lupita Nyong'o?
Nah, she hasn't had scurvy.
She has had scurvy. Damn. She revealed her diet was once so poor that she got scurvy and it caused her gums to separate from her teeth.
Ow.
Lovely. She said she was too embarrassed to seek medical help and instead managed to cure herself by drinking orange juice.
Whoa.
By the way, if you have scurvy, please do seek medical help. How about 50 Cent?
Did 50 Cent have scurvy? Now, there is a question I didn't think I'd be asking myself on a Wednesday morning. Maybe, yeah. Yeah, he did, yeah.
No, he didn't.
Ah, damn it.
50 Cent has never publicly claimed that he had scurvy.
I'd say now, this game, there's very few that would have come forward and said, you know what, scurvy.
Well, was David Beckham one of them?
Nah.
No, you're correct.
He's too proud.
He probably has ever have scurvy, and his diet is too good.
True.
How about James Blunt?
Ah, yeah, bang a scurvy off him.
You're correct.
Yay.
The bang of James Blunt and scurvy. He was intentionally following an all-meat diet for 8 weeks, and you may be thinking maybe he was getting himself bulky for a role or something, but nope. He said there was about 170 girls in his class and only 3 boys. All the girls were vegetarian or vegan. So out of principle, he decided he'd become a carnivore and just lived on mince and chicken and maybe some mayonnaise sometimes.
Nice one.
Didn't work out too well for him. He got scurvy.
Those three wise men, they've got a semi-bad. See, whenever I think of anything C, I'm going to go, yes, they had scurvy.
Ah, very good.
You know what I mean?
Very clever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. There's all the celebrities that I could find that had scurvy, as in Robbie Williams, James Blunt and Lupita Nyong'o.
There you go. Callum,
do you have scurvy?
I don't have scurvy.
Don't put your hand up unless you have scurvy.
These three wise men, they've got scurvy by the sea.
They've got some scurvy.
Because it's pirates. And
yes.
That's what I mean.
I would like that.
Was the link.
Re-sing it there. Come on, James.
I think it's only Pink that could do scurvy songs.
Oh, yeah. Moment. Sorry.
Sorry, and what was this abomination?
Our gums are black, our teeth are falling out.
Woo-hoo!
We got spots on our backs. So give it up and shout. We got scurvy. We need
great
some
chorus.
Vitamin C.
Yeah, it's not bad.
We got scurvy.
Hell yeah.
We got
scurvy. We just chilling on the sea. We're just chilling on the sea with our scurvy. Everything about that song is perfect, apart from how she pronounces vitamin. Vitamin C.
Vitamin, that's very American.
Annoys me. Mm. Coming up on 60 Minutes After 7, this Wednesday morning.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
Posier and Too Sweet here at Spin, your number one hit music station. It is lovely to be here. I've been sick for the last few days, and I'll just bring up to speed on what I've been up to in my sick bed.
Oh, go on.
Essentially, look, realistically, it's a cold, right? But it felt like the thing from 2020.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what I thought was going on, because it just had
scurvy.
Me completely... had me completely wiped out for the last few days. Very like sinusy, like your head was going to explode. Loads of snots. I just felt like a big walking snot, to be honest.
That doesn't sound like COVID though. I don't think COVID does like all the snots and stuff, doesn't it? It's just like it's just flu, so it's like you're in pain, aren't you?
A load of symptoms, Dave.
Okay, interesting.
And I had a bit of a throat as well. Anyway, Sunday I was completely wiped out. I was asleep more than I was awake. Same goes for Monday, and then much improved yesterday morning. But just to bring you up to speed and the things that I was doing to relieve the sinus pressure. Like I said, you know when it's like in your eyes, your nose, your head, it's just like, oh my God, leave me alone. I filled my humidifier with eucalyptus oil, which was at times kind of overbearing and made my eyes water.
It's the most insane sentence I've ever heard.
Why?
I filled my humidifier with eucalyptus oil.
Why is that mad?
My God, you'd know you're on the south side, wouldn't you? I filled my humidifier with eucalyptus oil.
Why is that weird? Why is that weird?
I've never heard those two words come out of your mouth before.
It was just beating and circulating around my room to the point where if you came in the front door, you'd be like, whoa, it smells like Vicks in this house. You know those sinus rinses you can get? Absolutely disgusting. But
really?
So relieving.
I've always wanted one of those.
Oh no, they're like, do it in private, and it's you know, and you're like, whoa, my body's gross. It's kind of cool.
What did you do? How did you do it?
So basically, in these rinses that you get, you kind of lean under the sink, and then they have a certain formula in this thing that you get that you kind of shove into your nasal passages,
okay,
way back, and it just declogs. So in one swift thing, any snot that's on the way out in the next hour.
Oh my
comes
God,
out
you'd be
out.
Smelling the street over. Wouldn't
oh
you?
My God, it's gross. But do it in private, and you're like, wow, that's incredible. The two occasions over the few days the dishwasher finished was a real treat.
Oh,
just
wow.
Straight down, open the door.
Oh, the steam.
Oh, it was gorgeous. And there was many things that I fell asleep during because I just didn't stay awake for very long. Where are we at now? 25 past 7? I'm doing all right. The Life List, number one on Netflix. Don't watch it. Terrible. No harm. I don't know how it ended. Don't care.
Okay.
It was terrible. Fell asleep during it. I fell asleep listening through a 4.5 minute voice note from my friend.
Nice.
Nothing to do with the content.
To be fair, that's fair enough. 4.5 minutes is ridiculous. Like, whenever someone sends me a voice note that's more than 2 minutes, I ring them.
Something's wrong here.
What do you want?
Yeah.
What is it?
I actually found the energy to pour myself a bowl of cereal. Don't even know the brand, like some knockoff stuff. And as I was eating it, I just went, put my head, my hands down on the table at the kitchen. Do you remember in school when you'd have a little cheeky nap?
Yeah, yeah.
Say I was gone for 20 minutes.
My God.
Glorious. I fell asleep there.
Especially if you were hot because the kitchen table won't be
cold. Might be
cold.
Nice and cooling. Yeah. Yeah, I had some of the best sleeps of my life in late study in school. Just like that. Two hands down, head in the corner of your like of your elbow. Beautiful. And then the other things that I bought. I bought one thing while sitting there, looking out at the glorious sunshine, freezing.
Mm.
I bought a sun lounger.
Oh, nice.
That'll arrive on Monday when the weather's muck again.
Yeah, nice.
So that is the end.
I got a sun lounger only last year, and all in my house was like, what are you doing? Like, ridiculous. Why'd you spend that money? I only spent like 50 quid. It was in Lidl or something. Mm-hmm. And it's still the best thing I ever bought. And they're all so jealous of when the weather comes out.
I bet you, I was about to say over the last few days, it's been like, Dave, can I have a go on your
sun
lounger?
Yeah, can I have a go?
Not rest them sitting out there in a towel in the back garden.
Well, welcome back anyway.
Thank you, hon. Thank you. Here's Lady Gaga.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the greatest radio game of all time. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. If you have never heard this game before, here's what it sounds like. No, here's what it sounds like. Name any of the shapes on a PlayStation controller.
Square.
I have written down triangle.
Dylan, you've got to beat the game!
Dylan, you've beat the game!
Thanks very much.
Dylan was the most unenthusiastic player on Don't Say the Same Thing.
I forgot about Dylan. I don't know how.
We loved him.
We absolutely loved him. So listen, if you would like to win yourself some IMC Cinema passes this morning, then I would recommend WhatsApping us the word game right now to 087 711 1038. I'm going to ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin and you'll hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. If you say...
Drumcondra.
And I have Drumcondra written down. Then you lose. You get nothing. Whether's if you say Finglas, and I don't have Finglas written down, you are through to the next round for more IMC Cinema passes. It's as simple as that. Do you want to play? Then message us on WhatsApp the word game right now to 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
If you weren't with us last night at Jump Zone for Dave's epic Adult Kids 30th, it went off without a hitch. It was a great crack. We'll bring you up to speed on all that went down at Jump Zone last night just after 8 o'clock. And he has, honestly, a whole corner of the studio filled with presents from kind people who listen to this show. Some are weird and wacky. Some are utterly delightful, no doubt. We will open them after 8 o'clock on the show this morning. I can't wait to see what you got.
It's because I'm the best boy. That's why.
Well, you are. This is true.
The best little boy. I forgot to update you on something crazy that actually happened. And do you remember 2 months ago, I was telling you that I was ringing revenue and I was on the phone for 20 minutes, finally got someone, and I asked him a question. And he got really, really rude and hung up the phone.
Yes!
And I was like, no. And when he hung up, I was like, no, that's not, that
you couldn't have fall out with revenue.
You couldn't have hung up. Like, it took me 20 minutes to talk to a person. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But I was so upset and I was just like, I can't believe I have to go back onto the phone and wait 20 minutes to talk to him again for him to probably hang up on me again. And so I just wrote a thing. I was like, hey guys, like, I don't know what was the crack here, but someone hung up on me. I don't understand why. I was perfectly friendly. I was so nice. I was genuinely just asking a question. He obviously got sick of my questions. He was like, this guy is thick. Do you know what I mean? Because usually they're so nice in revenue. Genuinely,
so
they are
nice.
Really, really friendly. And if you're friendly to them, they'll help you out and they'll sort you out. This guy was obviously having a bad day, right? Mm. So that was that. And I wrote a thing and I was just like, just so you know, like, I wasn't trying to be rude or anything. I was just asking a question about this, that and the other. 2 months later, I get a phone call, right? Now, it just so happens that my phone provider had been calling me all day, right? So I pick up the phone and she goes, is that David? And I go, yeah, is that Vodafone? And she goes, no. And I was like, oh, sorry, they've just been calling me all day. And I was like, hi, how are you? What's up? She said she's from revenue and she was just following up on the email that I'd sent about the thing 2 months ago. She was like, so listen, I've had to listen to the call because the calls are recorded for training purposes, right? So she said, I had to listen to the call.
Oh God, I'm so nervous.
She said, you were so polite and so lovely and I'm so sorry that you were hung up on. I'm going to have a chat with him. And I said, listen, he's obviously had a bad day that day. Don't worry about it. Don't go too hard on him. Like, it was just, you know, a bad day or whatever. We all have them. I completely forgotten about it. And she was like, listen, is there anything I could do to help?
But you know, can he answer me questions from 2 months ago?
I was just like, she was like, did you finally get your... I said, yeah, I rang back. I talked to some other lovely fella.
Right.
And he answered all my questions. She was like, I can see that on the log. Yeah, he's my team, you see. The other guy, he wasn't my team.
That's brilliant.
So that's my update, yeah. And it's nice to finally close that little chapter.
Do you know who else are really nice to ring? Because I have to ring them there later.
Go on.
They're so nice and always so accommodating and kind and understanding.
Go on.
Ah, my old pals from eFlow.
Yeah.
I had to update my card, so my tag hasn't been working, and I got the old
eFlow are actually all right. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Aren't they?
They're
so
lovely.
Nice.
They're so lovely.
Morning eFlow. So pleasant, so kind, so understanding.
And quick to pick up the phone, too.
So quick. Chat you around 10:30. You're on spin.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Three excellent claps from everybody
say,
there.
We smashed that.
We smashed that.
That was one of our best clapping performances.
I actually agree. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, the greatest radio game of all time, some may say. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Who's on to play?
It's Damien. How are you?
I'm all good. How are you?
We're
good,
grand.
Thanks.
What are you up to for the day? You off to work? What do you do?
Off to work. I'm a mechanic spitter up in Dundalk.
A mechanic up in Dundalk, very good. Dundalk, hey, I went to college down in Dundalk and I absolutely love it, hey. Great place, isn't it?
I'm in the old brewery there beside the train station.
Oh, very good, very nice. All right, Damien, welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Have you heard this game before, Damien?
Yeah, I heard it there, yeah.
You heard it, okay, deadly. So basically you're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Every single one you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Mm. Basically, I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to hear three beeps, Damien, and answer on the third beep, all right?
Yep.
Here we go.
Good
Let's
luck,
go
Damien.
With round one. Starting off easy, Damien. Name a county in Ireland.
Leash.
A good answer. I've written down Carlo.
Nice one. Okay, listen, you have an IMC Cinema Pass in the bag, Damien. What do you want to do? Do you want to go home with the one or do you want to play on?
Sure, we'll play on.
Yeah, play on. Good man, Damien. Let's do this. Round two. Name any body part.
Toe.
Love it.
And Damien, I have written down toe. For proof, Emma, here is my sheet.
He wrote down toe.
Ah, Damien.
I can't believe it.
Damien, I'm so sorry.
What can you do? Damien, thanks for playing anyway.
Have a fantastic day in Dundalk. Good luck, Damien.
Best of luck. Thank you.
Bye.
What a shame.
I feel awful. I slagged his accent and knocked him out in the second round.
can I take over? Come on.
Yes, all right. Let's go. Here we go. Back to the game. Round three, yes. Emma Nolan. Name a girl's name beginning with J.
Georgia.
Mm. Begins with G. You're out.
Oh, no. Georgia Smith is a J.
Do you know what? She's got me there. All right.
Play on, thank you.
For question four, name something that would make you feel better if you were sick.
Hot water bottle.
Oh, I've written down paracetamol. And name five. Question five. Name any of the provinces.
Ulster.
You said Ulster.
I said.
And
Ulster.
I said. Munster, boy.
Yay! That's how it's done, Dave.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
As I was sick the last couple of days, I got back on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Spent a huge amount of time on TikTok. What a laugh. Don't know why I was off it at all. But one of my favourite artists to follow online is Emmeline Blake. She's the graffiti artist. You'd see her doing a lot of the big murals around the city. She'd be behind them.
In Dublin?
Yeah. She's done some of the real classic ones that you've seen. But I watched a play-by-play TikTok video that she'd put up of how she did her graffiti work somewhere in town. I'm not exactly where it is. Have you seen it? The Chaperone mural?
That's I have not seen that.
No. Have you seen that anywhere? But it's so cool to follow her online because she breaks down exactly how she does it. I followed her on Instagram already, but I was like, Emmeline Blake on TikTok.
There you go.
An eye on how you do
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
They even like cut out boards and stuff. So for example, if the wall ends here, but they want Chapel's hair to come up over it, then they add in this physical
block. Oh, that's cool.
To it.
I love when that happens.
I love art, man. It's very cool. Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Hello. Hope you're well.
Good morning.
What's the crack? Each to their own, obviously, in this world. I personally wouldn't be a very religious person. However, there is one dude that I owe a few quid to today. And he is by the name of Mr. Saint Anto.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to go, his name is God.
Anto, i.e. Saint Anthony, is some man for one man. He is the man when it comes
hope to...
to
God, my granny is not listening.
Oh, my granny, I'm sure isn't.
To Emma called St. Anthony, Anto.
Anto. He's a great man. Essentially, if you don't know, he is the guy that you're always told to pray to if you've lost something, if you can't find something in the house. And I'm 31 years of age, tried and tested this method multiple times in my life. Every time he's there, and I'm like, I owe you a few quid. My boyfriend Jack got me a lovely necklace for Christmas and has a pendant on it, little heart. And I took it off the other day because I was like scrubbing my neck. I just wanted to break from it for a little while anyway, to be honest. I went back to put the necklace on the next morning. Pendant gone.
Oh no.
I didn't know that the pendant could come off it. You know, the way sometimes they'd be kind of fixed so that each end would be bigger, wider than the pendant.
Yeah.
It can't come off. The thing was gone, lads. I was like,
how am I going to cover this? Like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Anto, I swear, I said, Anthony, how are you? It's been a while. Oh, there's sun. Great. Very sorry. No, I haven't been around much, but looking for a favour again. Throw a few quid in a box for you. Any chance we're looking for this little
is that what you have to say to St. Anthony that you give? Does he only find it if you pay him a few quid?
It's only work for me if I give him a few quid.
Where do you give him the few quid?
In an old box or something around, or
and just leave it in is the box like your piggy bank?
No, maybe give it to charity, or like you'd always just kind of say, ah, there's a few quid there that Anthony needs on the back of that.
Right, okay, so how much was the pendant?
The pendant, as in before.
No, to St. Anthony.
I think a fiver.
Oh, right.
I think
okay.
A fiver per find is decent enough for him. But when I say I searched high and low, in and out, I went through crevices of like my wooden floor being like, has it fallen between? And literally this morning, I walk into the bathroom and it's looking at me and I'm like, Anto, you've done it again.
He's got you sorted. He's done it again.
But have you ever had experiences with St. Anthony where, and I don't know if it's all in your head, but you pray to him and then you go, he's bringing me in this direction. And it's there.
There you go. No is the answer, sorry.
Let's carry you home on Spin with Emma and Dave. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, well, if you've been living under a rock, then you won't know this at all. But I had my 30th birthday party yesterday, right? It was happening in Europe's biggest inflatable theme park, Jump Zone in Santry. And we decided to throw it because I was like, I don't want to do a normal 30th of dressing up and doing dinner with the family and the friends and all that. Boring.
That's kind of a guarantee anyway. You wanted to do something different.
Yeah, sure. You have your 40s and your 50s to do all that. Your 30s, you have, you know, a little bit of fun, I think. It's the kind of, you're still youthful in your 40s, but like, I still would like, you know what I mean, a little bit of, I can move around at the age of 30, do you know what I mean? I actually have fitness. Look at me. At me. At the age of 40, I'm not going to have much mobility, really, to be honest. So I decided, right, let's go and have fun. So we went to Jump Zone Santry and we invited like loads of people. I say 150 kids and 150 adults.
Yeah.
Basically, we had two parties.
Yeah.
One was the kids' party and they were just going to come and jump and have the crack. But then at 6:30, the adult party would kick off. And we had Reese there from at RoundSnap360 on Instagram, and he'd had the 360 photo booth.
That was so much crack.
It was deadly. It was so much fun.
You know the way you always like put on those silly glasses or
yes.
Hats? His novelty stuff was gas. Our boss had a poo head.
Yeah, it was very good.
Which is like the poo emoji.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Really enjoyable.
And then one of my favourite people, Amy from The Painted Cauldron.
What a dope.
She was just fantastic. She made me look like a tiger. Although then I started looking at the photos and I was like, was I a tiger or was I Garfield? I don't know. But that's nothing on Amy.
No.
She was absolutely
fantastic.
She was brilliant.
So sound. The whole day was just fantastic crack. The obstacles, I suppose, there itself. We'd had a go a couple of weeks ago at Jump Zone. My God, I have to say, respect to kids.
Yeah. I don't know where you get the energy from.
The energy was incredible.
I was like going on the Jump Zone, because this is the thing you don't really think about when you're in Jump Zone, right? It's a lot of work. Like, you'd be sweating.
Oh my God, I did like 11,000 steps.
And so obviously we started off at 4:30 and the kids came in and they all brought me presents. So thank you so much. I know I said I'd say hello to Greg and I'd say hello to Harry and I'd say hello to Quiva and to Ollie and all these people.
Oh, we could be here till 9 with the
shout outs.
Honestly,
the shout outs were absolutely insane. So thank you very much for coming. Oh, and the driver of the E2 bus came up to me as well.
Oh, nice.
And she said, you know, make sure and say hello to me. So hello to you too. Listen, it was absolutely crazy. Kids were pulling out of us to go and jump with them, and I was like, this is a wild, wild day.
At one point, Dave had made promises to so many children that next he'd go on the side with this child, next he'd do the sumo wrestling with this child, next he'd do the obstacle course with this child. They were queuing up to be like, Dave, will you do this with me next? And he was like, yep.
And then I had to be like, I need to go and get water because I'm going to die. I was like, I'm still 30.
But as the kids left, the adults came in at 7:30. We told all the adults to join us around at the front because we had something really exciting reveal to the crowd that was there. It sounds like this. Every single one of you that are here are about to hear information that nobody outside of Jump Zone right now knows.
You have all brought me presents today, and I thought that I would bring you a present as well.
Someone new will be joining us from Monday, April 28th on Fully Charged. To find out who that person is, we need the loudest happy birthday song to Dave ever. Let's go. Happy birthday. Louder!
This is so self-indulgent.
Oh, that was fun.
Now,
that was fun.
We will say no more. That secret sticks between us
and the Jump Zone crew.
And the crew that showed up last night, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
That is the news for you this morning, and we will fill you in the very near future.
Exactly. Oh, it was very, very exciting. It was very cool. And I got a load of presents on the night as well, from kids, from adults. It was bizarre, and I haven't opened a single one of them.
Oh,
so we're
going to
do that on the show next. So if you brought me a present, I might be opening it next.
This studio is like half what's going on, half bags of presents.
Honestly.
So let's dig in after Lola Young. You're on Spin.
Morning. I was telling you that it was my 30th birthday party on the show yesterday. We had it in Jump Zone, Europe's biggest inflatable theme park. And we brought a load of kids there from 4:30 to 6:00. And then we had an adults party from 6:30 to 8:00. And we had an absolute blast. I said the one thing about this party is you had to bring me a present.
He was saying this on the show like for the last couple of weeks. And I was like, Dave, no.
I really regret saying that because I was just having a laugh. Being like, bring me like 2 cent or something. Do you know what I mean?
But I kept jumping in being like, don't bring him a present. Bring him bring him a present that he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Like fruit,
yeah, bring me
for
fruit
example.
Or something.
It's gas though because I was chatting to one of the mams that was there yesterday during the kids session first. And obviously people were arriving, bringing in presents. And she said that her little one, who was there, bounced around somewhere on the way to school yesterday morning, was like, Mom, what's your pick up for Dave for later?
Like, and I don't want this level of stress, like.
And her mom was like, nothing, pet. Like, nothing. He'll be grand. And she was like, Mom, you have to bring him something that's so embarrassing. Mom, that's so embarrassing. He said he wanted a present.
So I didn't want that. I just wanted a bit of a laugh. But a load of people brought me presents. And honestly, I feel like Dudley from Harry Potter. With last year I got 37. Because the amount of presents in this room is absolutely insane. I also got some cards as well. So I'm going to open some of them.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Do you know that your super sweet 16th or whatever, when there's just like droves of gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, true. Go on. We have a card. It's handmade, I believe. It's printed. What is this?
I got a Just Eat voucher.
Yay!
Okay, everything, by the way, is getting donated. So thank you very much. This one is very happy 30th birthday. Enjoy a cheeky Chinese on me from Darren. Thank you. I will enjoy
nice
a cheeky
one,
Chinese.
Darren.
I got many, loads of cards that are actually really hard to open. Sorry, my bad. This is really hard to do.
Take your time.
Okay, so
have your moment, Dave.
I know, yeah. This one is from, I got scratch cards.
Fun!
From Teddy and Mummy. We wish you, we love listening to you. Happy 30th.
That's a lot of scratch cards.
That's a lot of scratch cards. From Jake, Carter, Teddy and Mummy. XOXO. Thank you so much, guys. That's amazing. Jake Carter. Happy 30th. This one comes in from Raiden and Mariosa. Thank you so much. Hope you have an amazing birthday. Love
fabulous.
Love the show. Very nice.
Oh, show me. Give that one a little shake there.
Oh no. Oh no, there's coins in this one.
I know what this is. Let me tell you what happened here.
Oh my God. There's a load of €2 coins just fell out. Have a fantastic 30th. Thanks for having us at your party. Here's from €10 from my pocket money from Owen Donnelly. No. I'm going to die, Owen. How do I give this back
pocket
to you?
Pocket money.
Stop it, Emma.
Don't
draw attention to it.
I heard little lad saying yesterday that they raided their piggy bank to put money in Dave's car.
This is the worst day ever. Dave, happy birthday. Hope you have a wonderful day. From Sylvia. This is a card that Sylvia actually made, so it has my face on it and it has all
that's
these
beautiful.
Free bits of popcorn,
like,
and things like that. Well, I open up some presents because hopefully these don't have any money
here. I'll do the envelope for you to see who it's from.
You do the envelope. I have gotten oh my god, I've gotten 2 Rubik's cubes in the shape of a triangle.
Yay.
And I've got a little mini basketball tabletop. That is so cool.
Oh my god, in this card from the same crew is a chocolate coin that looks like a medal. And this is from Katie, your bestie boo. I hope you have a great party and a great birthday.
Ah, my bestie boo, Katie.
I enjoy listening to the radio every morning so much. I can't wait to meet you and maybe Emma. Katie, your bestie boo.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
I got a pack of mini rolls, some wine gums, and a can of Monster. Interesting.
Beautiful.
Who was that one from? That was from Mike D. Mike D?
I have to say, for you listening, it's a beautiful sight to see a burly, fully grown, potentially man in his 40s stroll through Jump Zone car park yesterday for the adults party, holding a little box with blue wrapping paper and lions on it. Lovely sight.
All of this stuff will be donated, so thank you so much to charity. I got a mug that says Howie, and I got a big dinosaur like Rex from Toy Story and a packet of Haribo. That comes in from Puneet and his family.
Oh, we love the crew.
We love the Puneet family.
You.
So thank you so much, guys. That's unbelievable. It's already too much.
No name on this one.
No name on this one, but it is a giant watermelon.
Yes!
Finally, you got your fruit. It's
well
a
giant.
It's just literally a watermelon. It's not like a false, like a teddy or anything. It's just a giant watermelon.
Oh, can we cut that off? Yummy.
So thank you so
especially
much.
Especially with
for
the
that.
Weather noise.
This one is a big bag. I've got. Oh my God! I've got three. I got four pot noodles. Unbelievable. I got curry one. I got a chicken one. I got chicken and mushroom.
Legend.
This is unreal.
Last one for now.
Last one for now. All right, let's open this up. This is FC UK sliders.
Oh.
And Spirit Body Mist. Something tells me these are for a woman. And it looks like it's been re-gifted as a Christmas present. That's the kind of thing I was talking about.
Oh my
about.
God, you can see the Christmas, like the sticker that was on it. That's fabulous. Well that's, done. That's the exact energy. So a female body mist. Let's show me the side of the sliders.
They're a size
they're
medium.
Not gonna fit
you. No, I don't know if they will. But that's what I was talking about. Like, you know what I mean? Stuff you got for re-gifted for Christmas that you didn't want. That's
sorry, I'm
the
about
kind of
to
stuff.
Take a photo of Dave surrounded by his gifts. He's currently holding onto his T-Rex teddy. I'm not sure how he's going to donate that one. Looks like you've really taken to T-Rex now.
I have, but no, I will. I will. Everything that I've got, I will donate. And thank you so much for everyone that came and gave me presents. I was just having a laugh, but I will donate them to charity. So yeah, thank you so much.
What a laugh.
What a laugh. What a bizarre day.
No, we 4 weeks till my birthday. What do we do?
Do you know the bosses were talking about that yesterday? They're like, Emma's going to want to do something for her 30 seconds.
30 seconds doesn't have the same ring to it. You're on spin. Dave last night was the big night. Dave's adult kids' 30th birthday party at Jump Zone in Santry. Now, we did hold an event between 4:30 and 6 for the kids. And Dave was joking all week last week, oh, bring me a present. And people took that very literally.
Yeah, they were like, what do you want? I said, oh, well, I'm a size medium in car. As a joke, being like, get me a car.
Yeah, of course.
Three people actually got me cars.
One is a remote control car.
One is a remote control car. And two is a Lego Speed Champions car. I don't know who got me this, but I cannot wait to build both of them. Oh, well, yeah. I build one of them, give the other one to charity. I think that's fair, right?
Temple Street or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, this is unbelievable. I'm still opening presents. This is the best 30th anyone's ever had, I think.
Do you know when you're at a kid's party and you sit around and you watch them open all their presents and you get a little bit sulky?
Yeah, you're a bit sulky.
Do you know when like it's your friend's 7th and you're sitting around and you're like, oh, you got that too. Oh, you're so lucky.
Here, Emma, I gift you some FC UK sliders.
Dave, thank you so much.
Happy 32nd in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much.
Hello there. I'm in a little bit of a wedding present pickle.
Right.
So tomorrow I'm going back to the UK. Don't blame my carbon footprint. Don't blame me for my carbon footprint. It's through the roof at the minute, but leave me alone. It's my friend's wedding on Friday, and I've known him since I was 12.
He's the guy that made you miss my 30th party because he had a stag. Am I right?
Yes.
Or no, it was his
30th.
So he's like a big friend.
Yeah, big friend.
Did you make it onto the... Are you a groomsman or anything?
I'm not. No, I'm just a guest. Wait to rub it in. Thanks,
you're not
Emma.
That important.
No, really not. So I'm 32 now, so I've known him for 20 years. And his wedding is on Friday. And obviously you have to get gifts for a wedding. It's just what you have to do.
Especially, yeah, if you're not the groomsman, I suppose you definitely have to...
Yeah, you have
to. It would just be cash.
You yeah. Give him something. Well, he's kind of not like... He's put on the invite like gifts appreciated, but not kind of...
Necessary.
But I feel like I've got to do something. Now, we're big football heads, Nottingham Forest fans.
Yeah.
And England play Senegal at the City Ground, which is the home of Nottingham Forest, in June. So I thought, oh, this would be perfect, tickets for that. Now, the only available tickets are hospitality tickets. Okay. Now, for example, I'm just going to say this is an important thing because England haven't played in Nottingham in 84 years.
Okay.
Because they always play at Wembley.
Why would they play in Nottingham?
Because what they've been doing in the last couple of years, they've been playing friendlies in locations that aren't Wembley just to bring the team out and about in the UK. So they've been playing in Newcastle and Manchester. And
that's mad, because I would have always just thought they'd just play in London.
Like. Yeah, and well, that's the reason why. To
like
get the
Ireland
team.
Would never play in Cork.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There you go. So yeah, they're spreading the team out. So England haven't played in Nottingham in 84 years, and the only tickets left for this match are hospitality tickets. Now, hospitality tickets can be through the roof.
Mm.
At the minute, the ones that are available are £210 each, which...
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, you say that. For football, that's pretty cheap.
£210
Yes.
For a national international match?
Yes.
I think that's way too expensive.
For hospitality, very cheap. Anyway, I mean...
Oh, for hospitality... Oh, very nice.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. They're hospitality
very
tickets.
Very nice, then.
So, it's pretty cheap. So, my question this morning isn't about the price or anything. It's... Can I get the groom a ticket and me a ticket and not a ticket for the wife? Because
Oh my God.
As their wedding gift.
Yeah, because she wouldn't be big into football. I'm big into football, and this would be a treat for me. But also I know that he would really appreciate this. So this morning on 087 711 1038, can I buy the football ticket for me and for him and not his wife-to-be for the wedding?
Do you remember that episode of Friends where Rachel is trying to impress Joshua?
Yes.
And so she says, I have two tickets to the Knicks game. And he takes both tickets.
And he says,
thanks so much. And he goes, he brings his thing. And they're like, and what do you say next time? And she's like, I have a spare ticket. A spare ticket.
So 087 711 1038 this morning. Can I buy a football ticket for me and my friend for his wedding day, but not get a ticket for his wife to be?
Interesting.
I'm holding my tongue.
Because I'm not paying 630 quid for football tickets. 420.
Right, yeah, I'll do touch. That. Let us know. Good morning.
Good morning.
Producer Callum comes to the show with a bit of a dilemma this morning. I am holding my judgment.
Yeah, I think I'm painting myself in a bad light. I'm in a wedding present pickle. I'm back off to the UK tomorrow for my friend's wedding on Friday. I've known him 20 years and I've known the bride to be only a couple of years, and I haven't been home that much to really get to know her. So we're big football fans. England play Senegal at the City Ground, the home of my team and my friend's team, Nottingham Forest. It's the first time England have played there in 84 years. And I'm wondering if I can get my friend a football ticket to the match with me and not get the wife a ticket.
And it's not just the ticket, it's the hospitality.
It's a hospitality ticket. So they're £210 each, which gets you like fancy food and drinks and everything.
And nice
like
seats
that.
And
in
stuff.
In terms of a wedding gift amount, it'd be normally around 200 for, you know what I mean?
So that's what I'm thinking. One ticket for him, one ticket for me, nothing for the bride-to-be. So I'm asking this morning, can I get a football ticket for me and him, but nothing for the wife?
All right, Sharon is there. What you make of this, fella Sharon?
Oh my God, hell no.
I'm like...
Oh my God, they'd be getting divorced in a few weeks. There'd be murder.
It's showing up to a wedding with nothing for the wife, to their wedding.
No. Yeah, but to be fair, he was the one who invited Callum. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't the wife that invited Callum.
Technically, the couple invited. That's just how it is.
No, they're both paying for it. Let the couple go to the match.
Yeah,
send a couple, even though she's no interest in football.
Yeah, give her the option even, I would. And she's probably going to say no anyway and then step in and go with me.
That's genius.
But you can't be like, hi, thanks for inviting me to your wedding. I have a gift for your husband, but not for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So just say, there you go. And she'll probably say, I don't like it. You go with me instead.
Exactly.
You know, just give her the option. Yeah.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sharon.
No worries.
Good luck, Sharon.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Imagine producer Callum's face if he's waiting as the date for the match just gets closer and closer. Am I going? Am I not going? Oh, she's actually said she's going to come with me.
Oh. Or it'd be funny if the fella was just like, I can't go, but my wife's going to go.
Yeah. Karen, what you make of all this?
Good, how are you?
Come here. What do you think of producer Callum? Can he get this gift for his friend for the wedding?
100%, yes.
He can. Oh, Karen, I want to talk to you. Why do you say yes, he can do that?
Because he's his friend.
Yeah, that's
so what, he's bringing that to the table, and they'd be buying the ticket out of their money, so it's saving them anyway.
I am totally with you, Karen.
You're okay for Callum to show up to the wedding with nothing whatsoever for the bride?
100%, yeah.
Wow.
Are you married?
I'd love the ticket also, though.
Right, okay, but have you been through this? Have you been a bride?
Yes.
You have?
And if someone just came with presents just exclusively for your partner, you wouldn't have had an issue with that?
No, not at all.
I completely with you, Karen, because I don't understand. Like, if my wife got a massive present that, like, her friends were taking her to Paris or something and they got me nothing, I wouldn't be like, nah, 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 I want to go. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, that's cool. Off you go. You.
I've never been a bride, so maybe
so
I have this wrong.
So I'd be just like, yay, that's brilliant.
Yeah, dead right, Karen. Listen, will you marry me?
Already taken, sorry.
Oh, fair enough. Karen.
I think you'll be getting proposed on a Wednesday morning, did you, Karen?
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. This in from Niall as well.
Morning, Callum. What you should do is you should get your mate the tickets for the match and get her a lovely spa day. Ooh. Happy wedding. See you later.
Problem is, it's going to start costing big money.
Yeah, so instead of spending 400 quid, you could spend 600 quid. See, this is my point, right? I'm going to say, you're spending 400 euro here to potentially get in a bit of trouble when you could just spend 200 euro and be like, hey, Ethan Callum Grady bought us a present. Do you know what I mean?
Life, yeah.
And then you say to him, listen, did you get any cash for the wedding? Great. Do you want to go to the England match?
Oh, very good. Very good.
I think that's the tricky one, is you're spending so much with no guarantee. And if you were to include her, You're yeah. looking at massive bucks.
Right, yeah. What do you think I should do anymore? Should I get the football ticket for myself and the groom and leave the wife with nothing? 0877 11 1038.
Producer Callum this morning came with a bit of a pickle in terms of a wedding gift. He has his best mate's wedding on Friday back in the UK. They've known each other for 20 years. And they're both Nottingham Forest fans, but they're also both football fans in general. And England are playing in the Nottingham Forest home game. Am I getting all the details?
Yeah, the City Ground,
right?
Yeah.
Pretty significant stuff. Callum really wants to get tickets for him and his mate to the game.
As the wedding present.
As the wedding present, but it would leave the bride with nothing. He's wondering, would that be okay? Would it be frowned upon? Would it cause a bit of drama, etc.? Justin was on.
Callum, that is so bad. So, so bad. You can't do that.
Why, though? I'm sure the wife is a grown woman. She's able to go, that's okay, I didn't get a present.
We actually got a few messages in from people who are wives who were saying, I'd love it if you would be able to take my football out to the football and give me a bit of peace and quiet as a wedding present. I'd absolutely love it. But the majority, the consensus is, get the ticket for you, get the ticket for him, and then get the bride to be something as well.
Yeah. Best of luck with your RIP, your bank account.
A lot of money. Any overtime going? Anyone, does anyone want to give me any work elsewhere?
Here's a tenner in €2 coin.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
Feels so good. There you are.
Good morning. What's the crack?
Hey, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Middle of the week already. Happy days.
We're getting there.
Do you know what? Obviously, I've been so busy this week, but I haven't got a chance to watch Big Brother yet. Celebrity Big Brother started on Monday.
Yes, and I need to catch up as well.
So I'm going to go home and watch that today, I think, because there apparently is already some mad stuff going on.
Really?
Do you know the actor? Do you remember I was telling you about the actor? He's a former boxer. He's now an actor. Mickey Rourke, I want to say his name is. And he was in like Iron Man 3 or Iron Man 2, sorry, what I want to say. And he's already doing some weird stuff. I think when AJ and Will, who are the presenters of the show, were like, all right, off you go into the Big Brother house. I don't think he knows what he set himself up for in the slightest,
really?
Okay? Because he's walking up the thing to go to the door and then just keeps stopping to say hello to the crowd. So much so that AJ and Will had to get back on stage and shove him into the house, right?
Really? Okay.
So he arrives into the house, he goes in and he's doing his thing. Apparently he's decided he doesn't want a bed, he wants to sleep on the couch, so he's moved all his stuff into the middle of the room.
Oh, that's not annoying.
And he's going to sleep in the middle on the couch.
You know?
Yeah. And the other thing, I saw a clip of him there today and he was like, but like obviously this is downtime, right? This is like they don't film during this time. And everyone's like, it's 24/7 filming. That's the whole point of Big Brother. I'd say he'll be out in 2 days.
Really?
I think he's going to be like, oh crap, what have I got myself in for?
It's so funny sometimes to see the Americans come over to the UK Big Brother. They really don't fully get it.
They haven't a clue.
No,
but obviously
really
he's thinking like, oh, it's just a house, but I'll only be on camera when we're actually doing something.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
No, mate, you're getting filmed while sleeping. He hasn't a breeze what he said
yeah,
himself.
Yeah, like
up
you literally can't pick your nose because they'll catch it
but
and then throw it on the highlight.
Who was the person last year who thought the exact same thing? That thought it was downtime, didn't realise they were getting filmed all the time?
Louis Walsh.
I think we're about to find out some information we're not supposed to know.
That's so true. Louis gave all the great
all the goss, didn't he?
Information, didn't he? I need to catch up on that.
Recharged.
We obviously chat about Chappell Roan a lot. She's such an interesting superstar. She's burst onto the scene and she stated her case about what kind of interaction she wants to have with fans, how she
as
wants
in
the media
zero,
to treat
she
her.
Wants absolutely no interaction with that. If you see her, do not go up to her. You will be disappointed. She will shout at you.
She was chatting a few weeks ago basically saying that her real name is Kaylee. Her real name in full is Kaylee Rose Amstutz. And she basically
Amstutz,
Amstutz.
I wonder, is she German or something?
I was about to say, it does sound kind of German, doesn't it? Or Dutch maybe. But she did say basically that she doesn't like anyone really talking to her with her first name because that's exclusively for family and friends.
Okay, sorry. And what is it again? What's the first name?
Kaylee. That's
very a lovely name.
It's a lovely name. We know loads of Kaylees. But she kind of made this clear. Again, she's really setting the boundaries about her interactions with everyone in this new kind of fame land that she's found herself in. And Kaylee is exclusively for family and friends. Chappell is for fans and media, etc. Right? But it's such a lovely name, Kaylee. It's so relatable.
A name,
we all know a Kaylee, right? I was thinking about other celebrities and their stage names. And what I'm going to do with you, Dave, is I'm going to bring you their real name and you try and tell me who the celebrity is.
Oh, okay? Go on.
So instead of the other way around, okay? This one will start off easy. Austin Richard Post.
That is Post Malone.
Spot on, right.
And do you know how he got that name?
Why?
He put his name into a rap generator name and it came up with Post Malone. And
perfect.
He went, cool, perfect.
That'll do. Belclas Marlenes Almanzar.
Is that Bruno Mars?
That is Cardi B.
What was her first name?
Belcaliz. Yes. Armando Christian Perez.
Armando.
I know you would.
I know this one.
Armando Christian Perez.
Is Pink, why would Callum know?
I'm trying to think that. It's Taylor Swift. No idea.
That's Pitbull.
What's his name?
Armando.
Yeah.
Alicia Beth Moore. Alicia.
Is that Charlie XCX?
No, it's not. It's Pink.
Is it?
Pink's name is Alicia.
Second mention for Pink this morning.
Yeah, honorary.
I noticed that actually, yeah. Alicia Beth Moore and then going Pink. Charlotte Emma Aitchison.
I am so bad at this. Charlotte Emma Aitchison. I'm going to say that is...
Charlotte.
Dua Lipa?
No, I think Dua Lipa's name is actually Dua Lipa.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Charlie. That is Charlie.
Is it Charlie XCX? Damn it!
I think you'll know this because I know you're a fan of this person. Charlton Kenneth Jeffrey Howard.
That's a very posh name. Charlton?
Yeah, it is.
Kenneth Jeffrey Howard. Do I know this person?
You're a fan of this person, but look, maybe you don't know.
Is it Alex Warren?
That's the Kid Laroi.
Is it? Yeah. Interesting.
Peter Jean Hernandez.
I know this one.
Yeah, you do.
It's Bruno Mars.
Yes, it is.
Peter.
I can't believe his name is Peter. If my name was Peter, I'd also change it to Bruno.
I think so too, yeah. Okay, mouthful. Ella Marisha Lani Yelich O'Connor.
O'Connor?
Yeah.
Is that like...
Ella Maricha Lani Yelich O'Connor.
Is it Camila Cabello or something?
It's Lord.
Is it?
Isn't that a fabulous name?
Because isn't she from like New Zealand or something? Why would she have that name? That's
unreal. The O'Connor at the end is hilarious.
Yeah.
I know the O'Connors from like Waterford or whatever, like local people. Anyway, Calvin Cordazar Broadus Jr.
Junior.
Calvin essentially
is the
name.
It's got to be Calvin Harris, is it?
It's Snoop Dogg.
No.
Snoop Dogg's name is Calvin.
Is Calvin.
I have never in my entire life even questioned what Snoop's... It's like Snoop Dogg's name is Snoop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like his first name is Snoop.
I never would have thought that was the stage name.
Calvin Harris is a stage name though. I don't know if you have it.
Yeah, I don't know. No, that's me dumb. But his real name is like...
Adam Wilde.
Adam.
No way.
From Adam to Calvin.
But like Adam Wilde is such a fine name. It's the same level of DJ name as Calvin Harris's.
I don't know any famous musician Adams, do you? It's a great name, but it doesn't have that kind
Adam Lambert.
Oh, well done.
Well, there you go. I don't know much about him, do I?
No.
That one song years ago.
Yeah.
To me, Snoop is Snoop, first name. Doggy. Middle name.
Dog,
surname. Snoop, Doggy, Dog.
It's like, wow, what a great name.
Calvin Cordazar Broadus Jr.
Insane.
There you go.
I like that. It spins fully
charged, recharged. Wow. God, I learned the words and I love it even more now.
It's wonderful. It's perfect.
The angels up in the clouds are jealous now that we found something so out of the ordinary. Oh, Jesus.
It'll break your heart, wouldn't it?
I need to listen to a cappella version, like Wedding First of the Isle song. Like, it's just so romantic.
That's the theme of it. That's the TikTok thing of it. Yeah. It's just like going up the aisle to it as a wedding song.
It's beautiful.
And it's fantastic.
In case you don't know, it's Alex Warren, by the way. Yeah. The song is called Ordinary. Apologies.
And it's absolutely perfect. And do you know the reason that it's perfect? Because I've noticed things that are happening in music at the moment, especially with Tate McRae, where she's whispering at the end or in the middle or at the start of her song. And I know for Alex Warren, he just didn't do that. And it was wonderful. Like, say, for example, Tate McRae did this. Stop that immediately.
I don't mind it at all now. It's very Billie Eilish, but I know what you mean. Some people ASMR and that vibe just rubs them up the wrong way.
Yeah, it just shivers. Freaks me out. Yeah. Like, my girlfriend goes to sleep every night listening to ASMR, and it's like some woman doing this, and I can't bloody stand it. It's things like this.
No,
like Pippa would love that. Here's more.
Ooh, no, that's that
too much.
It's
too much.
Stuff
too much.
Like this.
Stuff like this. Like, that, do you know what that reminds you of? Grabbing my cheeks and going...
That reminds me of a little hungry hamster.
Isn't that
rotten? Going to come and eat me. You know as well, like stuff like this.
Who wants to listen to someone eat cornflakes?
It's gross.
Really close to a microphone. I don't understand it. However, today is ASMR Day.
Isn't
officially.
It?
It's like International ASMR Day. I don't know who the hell made that a sound or made that a day, but how dare they?
It's a huge world, though, isn't it, at the moment?
It's absolutely massive. And obviously, my girlfriend is the only one who goes to sleep listening to that kind of weird sounds. She just finds it so relaxing.
My former housemate and very good friend, Megan, loves the sound of a hairdryer or a Hoover. It'll put her to sleep. So if I was like drying my hair in the house, she'd be like, oh my God, I need to lie down while you're doing that. I was fascinated by it.
The sound
of a Hoover used to stress me out at home as a kid because I'd be like, I need to get up and help.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas when for her, it was just like, I don't know, something about the sound of a Hoover just sends her off to sleep.
No, I don't like that. I do, however, don't mind like the noise when you're on an airplane and it's just constant and it's like low enough or whatever. But I've come up with a couple of sounds that I think if I had to do ASMR, and if I had to go to sleep listening to them, these are things that I don't massively mind. All okay. right. Number one is like a mug, coffee mug, and you have the fingernails.
That's lovely. Can't argue with that.
That is just...
That's very nice.
That's lovely.
Yeah, really nice.
And the other one is, speaking of like kind of tapping and stuff like that, is the phone one.
You're always into that one.
I love that one. That's nails on the phone screen.
Now, you don't have fake nails on, neither do I today, but even more effective if you've got the fakey nails on, I think.
Very, very nice. Yeah. I do not like, say, for example, ruffling up noise, like, I don't like that. What I do like is just the white noise of... I just love that. Mm. I could go to sleep listening to that, no problem. Mm-hmm. I'd have an absolute blast. But then I have some weird ones as well. I really like the noise that Donkey makes in Shrek 2, where he goes... And I'd like to bring it even more so, right, and start bringing my own thing. I can do a little water droplet with my mouth. I can go...
Sorry. To everyone, this is news to us. This is not a clip we're playing. That is Dave. Dave, that's beautiful.
It's good, isn't it?
You've been on the show for 2.5 years and you've never brought your water droplet.
It was never ASMR Day before. And then... The other thing I really, really like...
We need a whole game around the water drop. I don't know what yet, but that's fabulous. Do that one more time. It's very nice. Wow.
And the other thing I really, really like, and it's a bizarre one, I'm totally aware, but I think it's just because I can do it, is the sound of Maggie's soother from The Simpsons.
Oh, can you do that too?
I just love that.
Phenomenal.
It's a real shame you're not into ASMR because you could make some money from doing these sounds, you know. Like, honestly.
Here's Maggie. And here's water droplets. Are you asleep yet? Great, I'm gone. Bye.
Happy ASMR Day to all those who
all
celebrate.
Those celebrate.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. The prize remains. We want to send you off on your holidays, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yeah, we tried our best to give this away while Emma was away sick the last couple of days, but it didn't work, unfortunately. So maybe it'll go today that you're back. Maybe you're a lucky charm that we needed.
Maybe so. 7 nights up here in Vacances Village in Fuerteventura on the line. You can kick back, relax, enjoy the sun. And
Claire, I think.
It's Claire on today this morning. What are you up to?
I'm working from home. Oh, I have radio on in the background, as always.
Legend.
Thank you, Claire. What do you do for work?
I'm a payroll manager.
You're a payroll manager,
ooh.
Okay.
Well, our crew now here told us we had to get our invoices in mad early this month. Is that because of Easter now, Claire?
Somebody's slacking.
Oh, not in your office.
Very good, Claire. Listen, when's the last time you got away for some sun?
I was in London at the weekend, which was 21 degrees, but I was only there for a night.
It doesn't really count. That we don't count really London count. As a sun holiday. You just got lucky.
I'm honestly just sorry you had to go to London. Come here, where else have you been in the last while?
I was in Spain last year.
Oh, very nice.
I was in Salou.
Mm-hmm. Salou. Do you know my favourite thing is that I was in the airport once and some guy said to another guy, have you been to Salou, bro? And he said, no. And he said, man, different world over there. In Salou. a different world. So I really enjoyed that. Well, Claire, let's see if we can get you to another world. We want to send you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Claire?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, even though you listen at home every single day.
Just getting people paid, just busy.
Yeah, fair enough. Claire, this is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and 5 songs and artists are going to play. Basically, you just got to guess songs, okay? It's as simple as that. If you guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you're going to win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, Claire, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can't.
can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Claire?
I'm so nervous now.
Listen, just guess the song as quick as you can. Obviously, time is not necessarily your friend here. So you're trying to get,
no,
get spit it out
seconds.
As quick as you can. And use that swap if you know straight away like that you're not going to know the song. Just
That's
use it. All right?
Okay.
All right, Claire, let's go for it and see how you do. Deep breath in for me so you're not too nervous. And deep breath out. There we go. 25 seconds on the clock, Claire. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Shady's Black.
No. It's named after a magician. You can swap it if you don't want.
Lil Durk.
No, you can swap it. Say swap.
Swap.
Yeah, swap it out. Let's swap it.
Well, there you go. It's not. That was Eminem and the song Houdini, Claire. But look, let's not waste time stressing and let's launch a brand new game with a brand new song, one for you. And 25 seconds back on the clock.
Yeah, let's do it, Claire. Brand new game. 25 okay. seconds on the clock and it's brand new song, one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman.
Kiss her. All right, Galway girl.
Yeah, who sings it?
Baby, I just Ed Sheeran.
Stop the clock.
Nice. Okay, now we're talking. 16 seconds left on the clock. That cost you 9 seconds or so, all right? And we have 4 songs to go.
We do have 16.9 seconds, so it's basically 17 seconds, Claire. So you've loads of time, all right? Let's go for song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
What do you think, Claire?
Yes.
Have you heard that
right
one?
Right away, Damien Wilson.
No, it's not that.
Skip that one again, unfortunately.
Claire, I'm so sorry. It wasn't to be today. That was Gigi Perez and the song was called Sailor Song.
Claire. No worries.
Claire, it wasn't to be, but did you have fun?
I was a bit nervous now.
Yeah,
a lot different on the radio.
Yeah, I'd say it is. Claire, I hope you have a wonderful day crunching them numbers.
Thanks, Mel.
Cheers, on. Bye-bye. Bye. Talk to you later. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. That's life.
It's upsetting, though. It's upsetting. Well, tomorrow may be the day.
A brand new day, a brand new golden ticket, brand new songs. Give it a lash by messaging us. So we're golden 087 711 103. You could be winning a holiday of a Thursday.
Off to Fuerteventura. That'd be very nice. You deserve it. Go on. Sorry. What the hell is everyone doing in New York?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone in the Ga world is at New York. And for this, it was like Galway versus New York, but everyone seemed to
go. Was that
go.
What it was? It yeah. was like a football match.
It was some in the football championship, so it was Galway versus New York.
That's and fun, isn't it?
It's like everyone from Galway seems to be there.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. The crowds are absolutely packed and every story I see, I'm like, there's another one in New York.
I'm getting a bit nostalgic because it was this time last year I was buzzing to go to New York. We went in May and the weather was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Weather looks crap over there at the moment, doesn't it?
Does it?
I'd be so... Yeah, because everyone I know, not everyone I know, but loads of people I see over there, that I'm like, it's very misty.
Oh, it is a bit... Mm. Yeah, it's a bit... Oh, it's grey.
Yeah.
Very grey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there you go. Everyone's in New York for a match and I wasn't invited. I would have happily went.